Iran's most famous political prisoner lies near death in a Tehran hospital. Akbar Ganji, a journalist and activist, has been on a hunger strike for 51 days. He was sentenced to prison in 2000 for linking government officials to the assassination of political dissidents. President Bush and the U.S. State Department have called for Ganji's release. So have numerous Iranian leaders, but Akbar Ganji seems almost certain to die. Bringing us up to date on the story is Jahanshah Javid, publisher of the Iranian.com website. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Jahanshah, why is Akbar Ganji on a hunger strike?
Well, initially, when he started this campaign about 50 days ago, it was just before the elections that brought about the new ultra-conservative President Ahmadinejad. And at that time, his concern was that he was not being treated the same as the other political prisoners of his stature. And he is saying that one of the main reasons that it's come this far is that he has brought about his main concern that Iran's election was basically a farce and that much of this fault is from the Iran constitution itself.
Why is he willing to die for this, and what precisely is it that he is willing to die for? Is it to change the entire Islamic system in Iran?
That appears to be so, because he is part of the faction that supported Khatami's rise to the presidency, the outgoing president who was leaving after 8 years in office. There was great hope in the Khatami presidency initially, and the reform movement was very strong, but there was a backlash, and the conservatives took power, and one of the victims of that push was Akbar Ganji, which was jailed for 6 years. So since then, Ganji has broken off with this reformist faction that supported Khatami and has taken a much more radical line. And specifically, he's mentioning that the government should be separate from religion, and this is new from the reformist faction. So he's going a lot farther than the rest, and his emphasis on democracy is remarkable.
This is obviously an emotional issue, Jahanshah Javid.
Well, it is, because a lot of those who grew up at Ganji's time, including myself, he's from the same era, and I have great sympathy for him. And I left Iran about 15 years ago because of these kinds of pressures, and it'll be terrible to see him die.
What we've learned from hunger strikes in the past, for example, when Irish prisoners undertook hunger strikes, is that people often did not last beyond 60 days. He is now entering his 51st day. And yet, next week, we have the new president of Iran, the new hardline president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, taking power. What do you think this is going to mean politically if Mr. Ganji should die next week?
My guess is that if he dies, the international organizations and the governments of Europe that are much closer in negotiations with the Iranian government, they will be forced to take issue with this. And it would make it much harder for Iran to reach some kind of deal with the Europeans. But also inside Iran, after the Ahmadinejad election, there has been a general mood that's the same as Ganji's, that it's impossible to reform the system. So with Ganji's death, this will sharpen this movement and give it more meaning.
Well, Jahanshah Javid, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Jahanshah Javid is the publisher of the Iranian.com website. He spoke to us from Berkeley. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.